Hello?
Hello. Hi, Fifi. Good afternoon and happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you, April.
So how's my Susie? Or how's my Fifi?
There are too many students, right?
Too many students, and most of your names rhyme with
a singular.
Susie, Fifi, and then there's funny. Can you imagine?
Funny.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
F-U-N-N-Y.
Yep. What a funny name, right?
Is Fifi a funny name?
No, I mean funny is the name of one of my students.
Oh, really? That's too weird, though.
But anyway, she's actually a student, very young student. So maybe she wants to have a very funny or very catchy name.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. But today it's not funny.
Oh, why?
Because it's a freezing day, and I hate this kind of weather because it's so cold and humid.
Humid.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can feel the moist. You can feel the moisture everywhere, and I really hate it, to be frank.
Mm-hmm. Because of course this would also lead you to have a lot of diseases or to lead you to be sick. So please be careful again on having that kind of weather. So what are some of the things that you do to protect you from getting sick?
I should drink more water and have some fresh fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I can try a new activity.
Yes, try a new activity. Like what?
Like a fixed gear bicycle.
Okay. Trying a fixed gear. Are you sure?
Oh.
No,
you know,
no turning back, because this is a fixed gear bicycle. Very good introduction. Wow, I think you're getting me. Yeah, whenever I introduce the topic to you,
Actually, I did some research about fixed gear bicycle because I knew nothing about it before today. And I found out it's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
I dare not to try it.
So going back to my question again, right?
Yeah.
Going back to my question, are you sure?
No.
Okay. Right.
But April, did you try it before?
Once.
How do you feel?
It was pretty much okay.
Oh,
but
really?
It was really dangerous. I just had it a try, and knowing that we also use planks.
Yes, you have to.
Yep, we also use different planks for that.
Yep, because most fixed gear bicycles only have a front brake.
Mm-hmm.
And some have no brakes at all, so it's too...
What I used before was brakeless.
Oh, that's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's hard to imagine. There is especially when taking into account the large number of riders who ride brakeless.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to control. I would rather not to try it.
Really?
Yes, because my broken leg.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so So going back to my question, obviously you will not try that, but it is somewhat for you a very good experience.
Let's say knowledge.
Very good hobby. And knowing that, thank you also, Fifi, for putting an effort in doing a research about that. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not going to make it so hard for you to understand what a fixed bicycle is. Okay, or a fixed gear bicycle is. So basically, when we say fixed gear bicycle, you can also say there is no brake. You can say it's brakeless.
Oh, brakeless bicycle.
Yeah, brake. Yeah, it's a brakeless bicycle. So what do you think I did to stop the movement of the bicycle?
Wow. Okay, you have to rotate the pedals and back forward.
Okay. I did that. Good. But to put it simply, it's like having a natural reaction or using your natural reflexes. I skid. S as in Sam, K as in King, I as in India, D as in dog. I skid. I just used the sole of my shoes to stop it. And then I turned around.
Wow.
Using the left side direction.
I see. And actually it's a damage to your shoes, right?
It will. Definitely damage the sole of your shoes. But then I didn't care less, because which one will you prefer? Damaging your bone or damaging your shoes?
Right. I prefer to my shoes.
Yes, I prefer damaging your shoes rather than damaging your bone, right?
Yes. And and I didn't see it oftenly in China.
Fifi, there's no such word as oftenly.
Often.
So we say often. I don't see it often.
Okay, I don't see it often in China.
You know why? Because most extremists use it. Extreme sports enthusiasts. But I'm not really practicing extreme sports. It was way back long ago. But then I got this interest because I love watching BMX riders or extreme or X Games. You know, bicycles that fly, skateboards that fly, motorcycles that fly. So I love watching extreme games, but not really to try it by myself. First of all, it's really expensive to try
those
things. And just like what you said, it's really dangerous.
Yes, but watching, you know, I think the bicycle games are so beautiful because the movements and their position and all of the I think the riders, they are so cool. And yes, when they do some movements on the
let me introduce to you the word Fifi, stunt.
Okay. How to spell bus?
S as in Sam, T as in Tom, U as in universe, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom. Stunt, singular.
Oh.
Stunt. You just have to add another S, and then it will become stunts.
Okay.
You know, different tricks, different movements, but it's not just an ordinary movement. That's why I didn't accept the word movement. But it's more of a stunt. It's totally different. It's a kind of trick, right? When you ride or when you do a different movement with your bicycle or with your skateboard or with your motorcycle.
Yes, okay, I see. That is some dangerous or some special movements.
Yes, a special kind of movement.
Okay, so, stunt.
Do you love watching those?
Yeah, I like them.
Wow.
I like them, especially for the motor bicycle.
Wow, motorcycle.
Wow, they're so cool. Yeah.
Really? Wow, I never thought that Fifi would love to watch those. But then, it's a different kind of experience, just like what you've said. But how about you, Fifi? You haven't tried first gear bicycle, and you said it's totally dangerous because it's reckless. So, Fifi, I want to go with the basics so that you can tell me your bicycle experience, okay?
Okay.
So, do you still remember your first bicycle ride, and how was it?
I feel good about my bicycle experience. The last time for me to ride was 10, about 12 years ago when I was in my college. I love bicycles all the time, and it's a main traffic mode for us living in small city. I was so careful. To ride every day, and I didn't have any accidents, fortunately.
Wow, fortunately for you, you didn't experience any accidents.
No. Yeah, because I was so careful, and my mom, she always warned me, wants me.
If you're trying to give a fact, my mom wants me too. But if you're referring to the time that he was or that she was telling you about being careful, she wanted me, right?
Yes, she wanted me. She wants me to be careful about traffic on the on the streets. So I just kept that in mind, and fortunately, I didn't have any accidents.
Yeah,
and
fortunately. But why? Would you like to do some stunts on the traffic?
No,
of course not. Right. Okay. So the first time that you rode a bicycle when you were
a child.
What age?
Around 11.
Wow.
Okay. And I learned the bicycle by myself.
Really?
And
without
yes,
your father
and
self or your mom self?
No, and that really surprised my mom.
Wow, because I guess you have the bicycle blood. Yeah, your eagerness, and just like what you told me, you don't really mind at all watching extreme games or extreme bicycle stunts and motorcycle stunts. But then again, we really have to be realistic, Fifi, most especially if we're talking about the first gear bicycle. Nonetheless, this is very, I wouldn't say that this is modern, but this is an upgrade of what a unicycle used to be. Right?
What do you mean, April? I don't get it.
So, first, there was a unicycle. When we say unicycle, that's just one-wheel bicycle. Can you imagine? It's just one big wheel, and how would you control it? There's not even a controller. Yes, of course, there's a pedal, or there were pedals, but then there's no much control, so you really have to balance your body together with the bicycle. Yeah, and then from then on, yeah, talking about the history of bicycle, that's why it's called bicycle. Bi meaning two. When we say unicycle, just one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so bicycle, bi meaning two, cycle meaning two wheels. When we say uni, just one cycle, one wheel. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So it's just an adaptation or an upgrade from a unicycle. And then just like what I said, there's no brake. So with that, Fifi, what are the things that we should remember or we should keep in mind whenever using or whenever riding a bicycle, be it a first or be it a fixed gear bicycle or be it an ordinary bicycle, a play bike, a kiddie bike, or even a BMX?
The things we need to keep in mind is to stay away from the car lane or the traffic lane, and we need to careful when we pass some street crosses. Watch out the traffic lights and watch out the pedestrians.
But for yourself, you're already on your road, Fifi, but you forgot something. Before you go on the road, you're mentioning about the traffic, the traffic lane, you're talking about the pedestrians, but how about for yourself? How would you keep yourself safe from any dangers of cycling? So before you pedal, what do you think you should do?
Check the brake.
Before pedaling, before going on the road, what do you think you should do with yourself?
I need to check the brake.
Okay, very good. Have some checkup. Check the brakes, okay?
Okay, we need to check the brakes and to see the wheels.
See the wheels? You're very much concerned about the bike, but how about you?
Yeah.
Again, going back to my question, how about you?
Do you expect me to wear some helmet?
Yeah, helmet.
Oh, helmet.
Very important. Yes, very important. Okay.
Oh, really? Do you think
helmet.
So? Because
this is not really a helmet that we use for motorcycles, but bike. I think you have seen one. Let's say, for example, if you're going to have Tour de France. If you're going to join the Tour de France, do you know that? The very prestigious Tour de France, the cycling tournament in France. Basically, they really do have gears. Or maybe you can just simply wear knee pad, shin guard. Yeah, you're not really going to a tournament, but at least you're keeping yourself safe. Most especially, Fifi, your legs.
I know that, but
looks weird.
Oh, because you can see none with no
nothing.
One.
No, it's a different kind of helmet. This is for a bike. The bike helmet only covers the top part and the side part of your head, but not really covering the whole face. There's no even
That's
totally
why I'm
different.
Laughing.
Yeah, it's totally different from a motorcycle helmet. So okay, after our class, I want you to check out the image of a bike or a bicycle helmet.
Okay, I will.
Okay. I guess that's the reason why you're laughing, because you thought the motorcycle helmet is just the same with... No, not exactly.
Oh, I see.
So don't worry, it will not cover your face, okay?
But April, in China, only the professional racer, they are wearing the bicycle.
Only the professional racers, only the professional racers wear.
Okay, wear the bicycle helmet.
Oh, really? When you go to Japan, it's basically a no-no. It really depends on the bike that you're using and also the lane. But to regulate bicycle users, they really recommend for you to have a helmet and even a knee pad or shin guard to cover your shin, your legs. They would even recommend you to do that. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, and I will ask my son to wearing this.
Yeah, I will ask my son to wear these.
Okay. Yeah. I will ask my son to wear this.
Okay.
Wearing close-up.
I think you don't really need to ask. I think he should really wear those. So I will tell my son to wear these.
Okay.
You're not going to ride your bike unless you're going to wear these gears. You should wear your shin guard. You should wear your helmet. You should wear your knee pad. I know that sometimes it's really uncomfortable. Take it from me, but it would really help. I had a very big scar on my left shin, on my left leg, because of that bicycle accident. I stumbled through I think that was a very, very old roof.
Oh.
Yeah, a galvanized roofing. So it's a good thing that I was not really infected, but it left a scar. It's a good thing that I had my tetanus, my tetanus vaccine. That's why I wasn't really infected by that. So what if I had my shin guard, right? I wouldn't have this scar, and it's really ugly. It's a good thing it's not noticeable.
Oh, I see. So that's why you think it's so important to
And most important, importantly, the helmet. So sometimes if you're not really comfortable having the shin guard or the knee pad, at least have the helmet. Because when you fall or when you got this accident, your head will really throw out from the road. And you might hit your head on the road or on the concrete road. And that's exactly what happened to my cousin's friend.
I see. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So some people will really look at you differently. They will say you look funny, you look weird. But safety first, right?
I see. And you really taught me a lesson.
So you start with yourself. It's really comfortable. Cycling, maybe in your mind, as if you're having a Japanese bike riding on the park or riding on the prairie. Do you know a prairie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a very big plain full of grass and flowers. You don't bike on those. Okay?
Oh, I see.
So you bike in reality on the road.
Yes.
Maybe
of
on, have you seen some romantic movies wherein they bike, they ride a bike on the prairie? You call that prairie? So soft land, full of flowers. So you don't really, in reality, we're riding a bike on the city. So we really need some protection.
Yes. Okay.
So,
thank you.
But at least you learned the lesson, and I really like how you ask or give some comments about our topic for today, and I would really want to ask more, but we run out of time again. Okay, so if you do have some comments about our topic for today, Fifi, or you want to say something more, or maybe you have just forgotten, you can write an email to me. Maybe you forgot something about your experience about riding a bike. Okay?
So okay.
Do write to me about that. Okay?
Okay, and the time is short. And
I don't know why.
Exactly.
I think I'm just getting started, and when I look at the time,
all of us forgot the textbook again.
Yes, don't worry. So tomorrow we're going to have textbook exercise first for our drill, and then we're going to discuss the daily topic. So for now, be careful in using careful. So you said that we should careful, okay, in riding a bike or riding a bicycle, but we should use a be verb before that. We should be careful, since careful is not a verb, but it is an adjective. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then also, kindly remember and make the best use of the words that we learned today. For example, skid. S-K-I-D. So knowing that the fixed gear bicycle is brakeless,
Okay.
All you can do is to skid to stop it, right? And also, special movement, special trick that most BMX riders do is?
Stunt.
Very good. A stunt. S-T-U-N-T. Okay?
Okay.
Bye for now, Fifi, and talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.